preachers sure do know how to behave.
Well, they got Finn. One of them's a preacher.
People might pay good money to have them calm down a bit, especially by one of their own.
You're done preaching for a little while. Learned your lesson well.
Oh, yes. I've learned. The Lord's spoken to me. Visions of what's to come. A rise of good against evil.
Okay, here's the deal. After making a huge splash at Sundance this year, The Birth of a Nation was seen as the movie to beat in award season. However, while it was well made, it does retread much of the same content we've seen plenty of times before, particularly in 12 Years a Slave. Actor, writer, director Nate Parker takes control of this drama about the Nat Turner slave uprising, an often forgotten part of American history. It's a powerful film with strong performances, and it shows plenty of atrocities perpetrated on the slaves, which can be tough to watch for some audiences. Of course, it's hard to see some of the things happening on screen knowing about Parker's own checkered past. However, if you can separate the artist from his actions, you can enjoy the film. The Birth of a Nation gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.